This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We want to look at the vaccination drive that was led by the Premier of the province, Stan Matabata, and the MEC of the Department of Health, Dr. Popira Matuba. Earlier today, it was at the Jake Boaters Hall, of course. And so there were different people there vaccinating and being part of the campaign. And it was being said that if you're 18 and older and above, and you are able to also vaccinate. So the period, rather the age group of 18 to 34 is the other category that has now been allowed to vaccinate. And so the drive also aimed at that. MEC, good evening and welcome.
Evening, Gamula, and evening to all your listeners. And thank you for inviting us.
Good evening indeed. Well, talk to us about the vaccination drive that you and the Premier led today with other members of the cabinet here in the province.
Gamula, what we must indicate is that the Premier today had planned that we, as we'll be moving towards vaccinating the 18 years and above, because, you know, we have always had a strategy as a province through our plan that each time when we vaccinate a certain age group, we should be able to get those people that they can relate to, they can associate to. You'd remember we would go through to vaccinate the king, queens, the bishops, and you guys in the media houses. So now with the 18 to 34 years being launched, because remember it was supposed to be launched on the 1st of September, but however it was brought forward after it was opened on Friday, then the Premier had to lead us, especially the MEC for Sports, Arts and Culture, because this time around we were looking at our artists and we were looking at personalities, what we call celebrities. And in our summary, we described them as the Limpopo stars. Mm. So today it was important for us to vaccinate the Limpopo stars as in trying to show everybody that vaccines are safe, there's nothing wrong with the vaccines. But most importantly, as the Premier was indicating in his address, to say the industry that has been hit hard each time you have a wave of COVID-19, whether it's first, second, or third, it's usually the entertainment industry and also the alcohol industry. Yeah. So when you have this particular industry being hard hit by all these waves, it then tells you that this is the industry that we need to partner with so that we go around and be able to talk to everybody to say, let's vaccinate, so that we go back to perform. I mean, they were confessing themselves there to say they want to go back to the stadium. The athletes still want to go and run. We want to go and watch soccer at Peter Mokaba Stadium. We want to go to Mapungu. They were saying, artists were saying, we want to see Mapungu this year. But if we are not vaccinated, we're not going to see Mapungu again. And unfortunately, the sad news is that epidemiologists and also the Minister of Health, Dr. Parker, has already indicated that the advice that we are getting as the Department of Health is that fourth wave will be hitting us in December. And that is the time when we are supposed to host this Mapunguye Festival and many other social gatherings. Yeah. So if we are not vaccinated, we are not going to see any of those.
And you were making a point. So you were saying the immediate two industries that get hit, entertainment and the liquor industry. I saw that you had an idea around the liquor industry that is being discussed, that they should consider not allowing people to buy liquor if they are not vaccinated.
I think the Premier even unpacked it better than me today.
Yeah.
And I want to really steal his way. But simple saying, when we say, firstly, when we are saying no vaccination, no alcohol, that's a fact. You can't dispute it. During the first wave in Gamula, we didn't have vaccine. We did not buy alcohol. It was banned. Same happened second wave. Recently, the third wave around July, it was the same story. As we speak now, the alcohol industry, some are taking government to court in and out because they are worried. Each time there's an alcohol ban, it affects their industry. Now, if we continue at the rate at we are denying to be vaccinated. Mm. It simply means that the fourth wave is loading. And when the fourth wave is loading, which has already been described that it's going to take 75 days, meaning 2.5 months. And what it means is that when you are hit by a fourth wave, when you are not vaccinated, then you are going to have a family meeting. And when the family meeting is called, the first issue, the first target will be the alcohol industry. So we are saying, as the Department of Health, we can avert that by working together jointly with the alcohol industry. They should also start their campaign to motivate people to come and get vaccinated, because their industry is the one that suffers most.
But what is the crux of your proposal? What are you saying to them?
We are saying to them, there are many ways that you can use for you to be able to talk to your customer. Look at this. In order to protect your very customer, remember when we ban alcohol, the reason is not because alcohol is a source of trauma cases which fill up our hospitals and then we have to compete for beds. So the other reason is that alcohol on its own becomes a super spreader. Because when you get to a tavern, you're not going to drink alcohol wearing a mask. You're not going to be sitting far apart. Those who drink alcohol, I don't, will tell you, alcohol is nice when you are close together and you are socializing and you are laughing. And when you are under the influence of alcohol, when you're drunk, there's no way you will even think of the mask. So on its own, alcohol is a risk. So when we come, this is what informs us to say, if they are to say to their client, guys, get vaccinated before you come in here, they are not only protecting the whole issue of the wave, the broader community, they are also protecting their own individual customers. Okay. So that it's not starting with them. Look, there are people who are saying, you don't enter my gym if you are not vaccinated. But it's not a big cry on that.
So okay. For us, let me check this. So where are you now? Are you at the stage where you're directly engaging, or you are just publicly mobilizing them at the moment?
We are engaging them. We've even written to some of those that are in the province to request for an official meeting. And we are going to meet with them and present. And we remember, Gamla, we are public health experts. We will visit any industry and give our advice as a public expert. And people must also don't confuse things. We are not saying we are banning alcohol for people who are not vaccinated. There's a confusion of that headline which says no vaccination, no alcohol.
Yes.
I think I've clarified that. People must not confuse that. There's no law that says if you are not vaccinated, you won't drink alcohol. But we say, let's work with the industry. Let me give an example. The South African breweries have already contacted us. And you will see us at Thursday, the 26th. We're going to the breweries to vaccinate all their staff and their spouses and their families. Because they saw this message and they come in and they call us and said, look, Department of Health, you've got a point here. We are the ones who are hard hit each time there is a wave. Now we must be in the forefront of advocating for vaccination, because we are all going to benefit. Not only you, but we, our industry, is not going to be damaged like it has been in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, and maybe this may have been answered, because one of our listeners says, may you please ask the MEC about the plans or the protocols which will be followed if the issue of no sale of alcohol, if not vaccinated, is approved or implemented. That is from Hlanja Okenzanin. But what I seem to get is there are no laws yet. You are still engaging, so you have not come up with how do we do this.
There are no laws. Like, there is no law which says games must give 10%. To those who are vaccinated. It's just game which says, you know, this virus has damaged the economy, even ourselves as game store. Now we are coming with this particular idea to say, let's move people to go and get vaccinated so that by giving them 10% discount. Someone might argue and say, but that is perverse incentive. In terms of medical ethics, you are not allowed to incentivize somebody to seek medical care. But they can come to you and tell you, that disparate times calls for disparate measures. They will tell you that we have lost more than 95,000 children are orphaned today in Gambia because of COVID-19. They will tell you that more than 79,000 South Africans have died because of COVID-19. And unlike with HIV and AIDS, when people say the parents' children are orphaned, you would have lost your father and your mother. But this time around, not only do you lose a father and mother, when the virus gets into your family, it takes away the life of your parents, your grandparents. After taking your parents, I've got a friend who has lost her parents, has lost all her siblings, and she and her husband now must take care of the children of all her siblings.
Just this point, let me see from from one of our listeners. Maybe this is a very important point as well for you. This says, Mr. Chauke, people of Malamlele still on crisis about the vaccination points. They're always full. We need more points for vaccination. Let the Department of Health put vaccination points at bottle store entrance. The first one, the bottle store entrance, suppose it's something you're going to consider at some stage. But the one in Malamlele, do you know anything about that?
I don't think there's any area that has got a problem with the vaccination site. We have now expanded and we are also doing outreach. So I would appreciate if he can send you so that you send me the exact location where he is. And I can tell you in the next 2 days, I would have sent the team to go and vaccinate. There's no place that we are not able to reach to get people vaccinated. Some of our stations are open and we find that nobody does come and attend. On the second question of vaccinating at the bottle store, this is what I'm exactly saying to you. We are starting with the brewery itself. We will be vaccinating at the brewery because they're coming on board, and we are also engaging with the big tavern to say we're coming to you. But just remember, we can't vaccinate you when you are intoxicated. We will vaccinate you first. Don't take alcohol for that. Then you can enjoy your alcohol for as long as you want. All we are saying, if you want to continue to enjoy alcohol without vaccinating, remember it's short-lived. Come the fourth wave, you will go back to the moment where you will be insulting the president about the decision to ban alcohol. And the president is not like he wants to ban alcohol. He gets pressure from us in the health sector who tells him that, look, choose between the lives of our people and alcohol.
All right.
And the issue of jobs, we don't see its immediate impact now. The immediate impact that we see is for people dying of COVID-19. So that is why I'm saying people must just understand this and think deeply before they get to start to insult all these proposals that we are bringing as the government. We're bringing this proposal for their own good, not for us. There's nothing malicious. Why should we stop people from taking alcohol?
Okay.
We're just saying, MEC, let's work together to fight COVID-19.
Thank you very much, MEC. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.